Okay, let's get into this year's Parshas Bamidbar, Tavshin Peivav. Hopefully we'll also have a chance a little bit to talk about Yerushalayim, Yom Yerushalayim coming up, and also Shavuos. As of next week, we B'nai Eretz Yisrael will be a week ahead of the B'nai Chutz La'aretz for a couple of weeks. The B'nai Chutz La'aretz will get the shiur a week early. We hope to have a shiur the next Wednesday night, the night before Shavuos, and Parshas Naso, and then for a couple of weeks we'll be ahead, and then everything will get back together in a couple of weeks. Okay, so we start off with Sefer Bamidbar, a new Sefer, a new Parsha, and we start off with the beginning of the Parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you need to go count the Jews. You'll have 12 helpers. Raisu is Rosh Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael, count them, B'mispar Shemos, from 20 years up, and the Nesiim will help you, and the people presented themselves, and as the Pasuk says, you have it there in Pasuk Yud Ches, Ve'ez kol ha'ida hekilu be'chal ha'chodesh ha'sheni, they gathered, Vayis yaldu al mishpachosam le've'ez avosam. Vayis yaldu is a strange lashon, right, unusual, for the word yalad, to give birth, Vayis yaldu al mishpachosam. So Rashi quotes, what's Vayis yaldu? Rashi quotes, Heviu sifre yichusehem. They brought the books of their lineage, Sifrei Yichuseim, the Edei Chezkas Leidasam, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Lehis Yaches Al Hashevet. They brought their family trees. They brought the books of their family trees when they were counted. The Medrash gives a little larger and wider interpretation. I look in source number one from the Sari Alafim, where Turski quotes the Medrash. He starts off, Yisba Medrash, Vishasha Kibli Yisrael HaSatorah, Niskanu Umos HaOlam Bohen. When we got the Torah, so much of Bamidbar has to do with Shavuos. I mean, almost every thought is a Shavuos-related thought, because that's this time of year. It's not coincidental. So when we got the Torah, Niskanu, the other nations were jealous. Marol is Karav Yosem and Umos. Why are you bringing the Jews closer? Right. So there are different Midrashim. They refused. But this one, Sasam Piyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Lehem, Hashem said to them, Haviu li Sefer Yuchsin Shalachem Kishem Shebanai Miviyim. Bring me your lineage, like these children are bringing their lineage, and our lineage has servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim. Vayis yaldu ha-mishpachosam. V'yesh lo havin ma inyan yichus eitzel Kabbalah Satorah. What does yichus have to do with Kabbalah Satorah? Question one. Yom sheni b'sivan nikra b'fiya olam yom ha-miyuchas. We know that the second day of Sivan is called the special day, the miyuchas day. Miyuchas day. And the Pashup Shah that's given is that it is a Lashon Sagi Nohar. Right? It is not really a Miyuchas day. The day before ended Rosh Chodesh, the next 3 days are the 3 days of preparation before Shavuos, so it's not really anything. So we call it Yom HaMiyuchas. But others say, well, if you got good neighbors, you yourself become uplifted. Yom HaMiyuchas. Okay. But there you see that Lashon again. V'kamatamim nemru b'davar v'gamani enes chalki, I'll give my chalik. Number three. Usfartam lachem imachres haShabbos. The pasuk we spoke about a couple of weeks ago at length in Parshas Emor. Yesh lahavin amro lachem. Usfartem lachem. You shall count for you. What's lachem? Chazal darshan what they darshan. Sfir l'kol echad ve'echad. But al derek drush, what's the message of lachem? Shalachorah nira kemiyutar. It seems extra. Hashem could have just said, usfartem, count, mimachras haShabbos. V'yef shalomar. Says the Sarei Alafim. Shebe emes im nishkol ha-mailos va-chisrono shel geirim uba'alei tshuva shenoldu l'mishpacho she'enam shomrei Torah. If we weigh and we think about those who might not have grown up with families that were shomrei Torah mitzvos, or even Jewish, mol elu shenoldu v'nisgalu b'derech ha-Torah, weigh them against verses on the other side of those who grew up in a Torah shomrei mitzvos environment, Matinu mala achas gedola legermo bali tshuva. There is one major adifus, one major win, so to speak, for the bali tshuva and the gerim. And what's that for he? Shehem bachru laatzmam as derech haTorah. They chose. They used their free choice. It wasn't just give it to them and what was expected. They chose to come close to Torah. V'kiblu aleihem malchus shamayim. Remember the mirtzona matov. And they chose to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma she'en kein mi she'nolad v'nisgadlo b'derech haTorah. If somebody always was that way, kvar nivchara haderech b'shvilo od kolam she'nolad. It was already chosen. I was born into it. Now that was it. This is what I do. This is all, the only thing I know. Who knows what I would have chosen if I wouldn't have been given this education and this upbringing? Maybe I have a little bechira once I get older, but not beforehand. Right? That's one of the elements of Makam Shabali Shuva Omdim. Achbarur. So that's true. But it's clear, says Rabbi Torsky, Achbarur, Sha'avodas Kolish Yisrael, that our avoda is, Afilu Misha Esgadla B'derechator, even ones who had, people who had the schus of growing up in an environment of Shomer Torah mitzvos, he lavodas Hashem Yisbarach, V'lishmar mitzvosa machmas bechiras atzmo. The goal of our lives is not to do things based on autopilot, automatic, but to make those decisions also. To be on the level that it's not really a decision, but it is thought out. Umachmas kabbalah so malchus shemayim. It is a conscious kabbalah mitzad atzmo ba'ofan tmidi. It's a constant kabbalah. V'lo machmas mashahur gal miyin yankusa. Not just what I'm used to from when I was young. V'lo machmas regilas avodas. This is what I do. Yes, if I reach a level that it can't be that, oh, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to do it. No, chas v'shalom. Right? Ein kelokeinu comes first. But then mi kelokeinu, and then get the hakara. Shri mekayim mitzvos hayom, rak mishim shakiyim mitzvos asmol. If I only do it today because I did it yesterday, or mishim shakach v'skandel, so that's not serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu from me. Nimsa sha'oved es Hashem mitoch regilus v'lo mitoch kabbalos malchus shemayim. I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of what I've been accustomed to, and not because of a Kabbalah. Right, we have to have a new Kabbalah. A new Kabbalah every day. Like a convert. Every time we say Shema, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, being Makabel Malchus Shemayim again. V'nireh. And he says, maybe that's why, and then we're going to get back to our questions. Shemishum kach anunogim likros parsha shel ger. B'chol Pam, that's why our minog is to read the parsha of Ger B'chol Pam, Sha'anukar and Parshas Kabbalah Satorah. V'hainu b'shvuis, on Shvuis Kabbalah Satorah, we read Rus. We read Megillas Rus. To teach us that the Kabbalah Satorah has to be like a Kabbalah like Rus did. Sha'anukar and Parshas Kabbalah Satorah, B'parshas Shavua, and when we have Kabbalah Satorah, it's the parsha of Yisro, Hager. By both Kabbalah Satorahs, when we lane about it during the year and when we celebrate it in the holiday, there's a convert that's connected and related to the story. Yisro by Yisro and Rus by Yantif. Harikar Mima Parsha Social Yisro Ager. Ula Horusba, that's to teach us that has to be our Kabbalah. Sha'ofan Kabbalah Seinu as a Torah. Tsarech Lios Kiger Shakabbalasu Yimitzad Bechiris Atzmo. It's a choice. I've quoted in the past, Rav Asher Weiss has a comment on the Tzav Viziruz. He says the Tzav Viziruz of the Piazetzna, he says in there, he says, you know, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I want to be a ger. I want to be able to come and jump into your arms. But what could I do? Malasot, I was born Jewish. So Rav Asher Weiss says, it's true. You can't be a full ger if you were born Jewish. Mitzad Kabbalah Samitzvos, you can. I jumped. Right? Mitzad Mila, you got Mila ready, you can't do that again. Mitzad Tevila, you've already gone, you're already Jewish. Mikvah's not going to change anything. Kabbalah Samitzvos, that you could do every day. That you could do every day. Kabbalah Samitzvos. The yearning to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we could try to do every day, as he's saying here. Ulafize, and now he says you understand on line 8. Efshe lahavin echnaf liyisrael b'mitzrayim l'memta shari tumah. How we fell. How do we fall? Right, we say that we went into Mitzrayim. It's funny. We went into Mitzrayim to purify ourselves. We went in the shiftei ka, and we came out on the 49th level of tumah. So it wasn't such a purification process, at least not right away. But the question is, How do we fall if we know the Medrash from Parsha Shmos, as he says, Av shebo bizman lo shinu shmam l'shon amabusham. We didn't change our name, we didn't change our language, we didn't change our clothing, so isn't that a good thing? So why didn't that protect us? How do we fall? And he says, because we did that just because that's what we were used to. maybe not because of that was our decision. And it was a schus, but it didn't protect us and strengthen us. So he says also, he continues, we have to make sure that we have this new Kabbalah. So he says now on the top left, that's when we understand, Usfartem Lachem. It's got to be our counting. It's got to be a personal process, an odyssey, every Yimei HaSvira. She'ikra avodascha mimachros Yitzias Mitzrayim. The ikra avoda from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalah Torah. She'bigia eiz dodim tiyah Kabbalascham shelachem mitzad atzmachem. V'lo rach mitzad maaseh avoseichem. It's got to be your Kabbalah. It's got to be you. It's got to be us. Not just from our forefathers. Yeah, it's got to be Zekeli. Not just Elokei Avi. It's got to be, there has to be a Zekeli. V'hinei. So he says, Margala b'pume de'inshi. What many people say, the following. Sheyichus avos domer lemispar efes. Zchus avos is like a zero. What does that mean? Zchus avos is like a zero. Sha'klalu she'en chila kama afasim yesh. Bikomaka mina ola kiyim efes. You could have a lot of zeros. Put four zeros next to each other. It's still zero. Avalem yitosef eze mispar kodim lafasim elu. If I put a number next to the zeros, Asmosif kol efes shavius lemispar harishon, then every zero adds. L'dugma miyakte mispar echad leefes echad. If I put a one next to a zero, yala mispar esu, I get 10. If I put a one next to two zeros, I get 100 v'chulu. So all those zeros, there's a lot of potential that they give me. But until I put the one next to those zeros, so it's not going to mean anything for me. It's going to end up zero unless I add my own one. V'chein adavar b'yichus avos. That's yichus. Im ein kan el yichus avos b'li yichus atzmo. If I only have yichus avos without my own adding, ein li yichus avos shum shavius. It's not worth anything. Avlam yesh yichus atzmo. As most of yichus kalav av shavius li yichus atzmo. Anybody says, think about it at a simcha this week. This is your vart, right? There's a lot of zeros, but when we add on, then it's the past and the present working together to be able to have an amazing finished product. So we continue also. He says, it talks about ma. Well, let's turn the page. And he says, now, lefizeh, now we can understand the medrash that Rashi quotes and it's expanded. Lefizeh on the right side. Efshal ha'avid devi ha'medrash. Shari pirish tevas vayis yaldu. Shaholidu as atzvam. They brought their yichus. They themselves brought their yichus. That means they added on the one. Vayis yaldu amishbechosam. They were saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Umos HaOlam, look at my people. Look at my people. Right? It's them, and it's where they came from. Together. Vabiru alpima de'isa b'sefer HaKadosh. He quotes the sefer Noah Magadim. Eilu tolazoch Noach. What Rashi quotes later on in the parsha. Komalave ben chavir Torah kilu yolado. Right? Noach limei Torah. The chulu. So we have to do it ourselves. Ule in yaneinu, line 26. Kshibrei Yisrael kiblu aleim malchus shamayim mitzad atzmam. When they accepted it, nasa v'nishma, milvan mashakvar kiblu me'avosam, nipsu shaholidu es atzmam. And it's roi to be made on them v'yisyaldu al mishpachosam leves avosam. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Umos HaOlam, heviyu li sefer, bring me your sefer yuchsin shelachem kishem shabanai meviyim. Bring me your star yichus. Right? Meaning, have you added on to what you got? A similar idea. Again, it's the same message, but he says it in his own way. As Chazal say, Ein shnei neviim misnabnim b'signon echad. Two prophets cannot give the same exact prophecy. So you have it also here in the Menachem Tzion, source number 4, Rav Zaks. He quotes the same medrash and he says the same thing, but let's see what he adds and how he says it. Line 4. Hitztainus b'nei Yisrael einena rak b'sipur ayuchsin shalahem. The hitztainus, the success of the Jewish people, is not just based on their book of lineage. El b'masha od yoter chashuv, shosimis ayuchsin l'sefer l'lmobo. It's a sefer. They study it. They learn from it. L'hagos v'lishov mimenu ashras ruchanis. To be inspired and act upon it. Lehitiv la'adenu l'shaperes midoseyam v'tchunoseyam. To improve. L'tzaref o dafim na'im v'na'alim b'sefer yuchsin. That's a beautiful line. The sefer yuchsin, but then I gotta add my own pages. I gotta make it a thicker book. I got to make it a thicker book. Al zeh yesh lahamlitz hakasuv. That's similar to what one could say. Zeh sefer toldos Adam. Right? The pasuk in the end of Bereishis, then the parsha's Bereishis, and Chazal say that's the most important pasuk in the Torah, more than Shema Yisrael. Vatzareicha zeh sefer toldos Adam. Hainu she toldos Adam v'divrei yimei chayev yu koi la'im. The toldos of a person should be so high actually ru'uyim le'aso sefer. Right? We should live a life that's worthy of having a book written about it. Zes sefer toldos Adam. The toldos of a person should be a sefer. Shanashim yilmedu bo lalaches beikvosav. That a person, people could learn from it, going in its footsteps. Latov lahem kol hayamim. Ha'adam mesha kol yemei chayav. Sorach lizbonein el hayom sheyizkayim bo. Right? We always have to know that there's going to come a time where v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. Or writing a book. It's our job just to write a book that could be inspirational for people, that people could learn from. I came from a great family. My yichus goes back so many generations. That's not good enough. Aleinu lechios chayim na'alim. We have to live uplifted, inspiring lives. Asher yosifu l'sefer ha'yuchsim. Shenorish lebaneinu achareinu odafim mishalanu. Asher him yegubo. Right, there'll be more pages. Va'avim yamdu b'fnei nisyonos kashim. Even if there are many challenges, hem yimanu l'natek eshasheres ayochsin. I'm going to be a link. I'm going to be a link in that chain. They tell a story. I don't know which tzaddik it was, but one time there was a tzaddik that when he was a young boy, there was a fire in his house, and he ran outside, and he was with his mother outside. And they were watching the house burn, and the mother was crying, and the child was trying to say, it's okay, we're all safe. And the mother said, no, we have our safer yuchsin in the house. It goes back. It says all the different generations and rebbes and tzaddikim that we're from. So the child looks at the mother and says, don't worry, I'll start a new one. So that's what we have to do. We have to do, not start, but continue. And then he says on line 17, yesh la hamlitz al zeh. Says maybe you could even look al derech drush in the following Chazal, as the Gemara says, avo mishenichalu avosav sefer Torah. The halacha is even if our forefathers left us a sefer Torah, it's not good enough. You got to write your own mitzvah lahat lichto mishalo. We have to write our own sefer Torah. That's not halacha. Even if we yarshin a sefer Torah, we have to write a new sefer Torah. But al derech drush says the Menachem Zion, ala ben lichtov b'sefer ayuchsin shenichalu avosav sefer shekulo Torah. The son, even though he got the Torah from his father, he's got to write his own book. Parsha Nosefes Mishalo. Uvzei Ish Lavar, also the pasuk in our Parsha. Ish al diglo ba'osos lebeis avosam. Yachanu b'nei Yisrael. Every man connected to his flag. Shall encamp. Mineget saviv la'omo yachanu. Hamila yachanu. It says twice. In camp. Mechuvenes l'shtei ha'mishpatim ha'shonim. Ish al diglo ba'osos lebeis avosam. Yachanu. And it's also himself, Yachanu. So that's the message for us to be writing our own books. To be writing our own books, adding on to the books that were given to us by our forefathers. Okay. The next thought from Rev Rabinovitz, who I mentioned a couple weeks ago the first time. He was Rosh Yeshiva of Malal Dumim, Arlen Sivatzi. So he has a powerful thought here, again, and he wrote this decades ago. But obviously it has important messages for us and Kulo Torah. Says the Orla Nesivasi Rav Rabinovitz. And we know that Bamidbar is called numbers in English because there are so many countings. Parshas Bamidbar Kimat Kulo Mesparim. It's all numbers. Numbers and names. Right? For those who are Shnai Mikra, Vechat Targum, right? We've had many, many long weeks of double parshios. So Bamidbar is a long parsha, but not too many Rashis. A lot of names and a lot of numbers. But, says Rav Lorel Nesivasi, Parshas Bamidbar kimat kulo misparim, umishimkach nikra hasefer kulo chumash hapakudim. That's the official midrashic name. Baram haminyanim shenim liyisrael meolam, lo kalalu es kol achlusia shel kula. If you look at how they were counted, there's a specific way. It doesn't just say count up all the Jewish people. It doesn't even say just count up the men. HaTorah madgisha chazor v'hedgesh. Over and over again. Kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael tifkedu osam. Those who go out to the army, tifkedu osam. It's in the pasuk in Chumash. Ubisever divra hayamim mefur hayoser ubisyachzusam batzava melchama David Hamelech ish sholev cherev explains the Ramban the pasuk in divra hayamim ki girki lo mana es acholim vachalashim azakenim vaday shegav acholim vachalashim azakenim yish biyacholtam litrom la'am b'meishrom shonim. Obviously, every single Jew contributes. If somebody is elderly, somebody is not Yotzei Tzava, obviously there's so much that they could give. But there's something special if both in Ksuvim and in Nevi'im and in, or at least in Ksuvim here, I'm talking about David HaMelech, and in the Torah, the way that we're labeled in terms of our counting are those that go out and fight. B'yichud mafti hadavar, and it's surprising, even after the Sama Pasik, Choseres Hatorah b'minyan kol shevet v'shevet, b'prat al hora, shenim nimra kol yotzei tzava. What is the message? What is the emphasis? Borur sheish po ra'ayon yisodi. It's not just a practical way. You know, the strong man between 20 and 60. There's a message here that the Torah is telling us over and over and over again. Shator rotel olamdo. What is the Torah telling us? So, Nomer b'Medrash. So, he quotes the Medrash. We spoke about this years ago in the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. Behekshar shel onshel shel David, al shaman es Yisrael. David HaMelech counted the Jewish people, and he was punished for it, for counting the Jewish people. The Medrash says, he counted the Jewish people, shelo letzarech. Kol zman sheninu Yisrael letzarech, lo yichasru. Shelo letzarech chasru. Right? If we're counted for a good reason, fine. If not, not. Zezazman nimnu litzarech b'mei Moshe b'tegalim v'chilak haaretz. When we were counted when there was a need, this week's parsha, and when b'chilak haaretz v'shalol litzarech b'mei David, there was no tzarech in the days of David to count. Why was there no tzarech? David was post his battles. That's the end of Shmuel Beis. Yesh b'nam b'farshim shebiru. There's a malbim like this. Ki Chayenu shal David haya shalol, so Chayenu shal David lo letzarech. Kima chekfar nitzach b'milcham osav. Vikfar kavsha kal haaretz lefana. V'lay o tzarech limnos ha-ru'uyim latzeis letzava. Because how do you count? You count ru'uyim letzava. There was no more need. V'haya alav lefanos le'binyan beis ha-migdash. But minyan of Moshe and Aaron were letzarech because they were going knisa la'aretz, going into Eretz Yisrael, fighting the Sheva Umos. So there was a tzarech. I'll call upon him, but what do we see from this discussion and these psukim? Mevuar shekalod lo zachinu sheiniach Hashem lanu mikol oyveinu misaviv, until the time that we are zoche, that Hashem gives us peace from all of our enemies around us. Yisorach lisporis kol ruim latzeis latzava. As long as there's a need for an army, there's a need for a counting, and there is a tremendous chus to be part of that counting. Because who's chashiv enough to count in the parsha? Kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. That's the pasuk. Vein tzorach lomar she'etzem hayetziel tzava hitzorach elyon. Ukedarkenu lamanu, he says, akama gedola hazchus v'achova shal sheiros b'tzva hagana l'Yisrael. That's what he's talking about. Kedei lahagin al am Yisrael. Shemi ro'i lihipakeid. We have in this week's parsha, who's in the army? Who's counted? Kol yotzei tzava. So we recognize the tremendous chus that it is. Doesn't mean that it's not hard, that there are tremendous sacrifices that are made, which continues, not just during a war, but post with the families, but we recognize the schus that it is to defend Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah clarifies that by calling the people that are roy to be counted, kol yotzei tzava. Okay. We continue, moving right along. Perek Dalad, Pasik, Vav. So we have all the countings, and then as we continue in the Parsha, we have Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi wasn't counted originally, right? Because Rashi quotes the two days. Why wasn't Shevet Levi counted? Because they Hashem foresaw there was going to be a punishment on the whole group, so you don't want to count them as part. So Nasoas Rosh B'nei Kahas, we have the Levium of what their jobs were. So what their jobs were, when the Machaneh moved and the Anan moved, that's when they were supposed to move. So Pasuk says in Perek Dalet Pasuk Vav, V'nasnu alav ksui or tachash, they cover the aron with a cover, la hide, ufarsu beget klil tcheles milamala, v'samu badav, what does that mean? And they placed its rods. V'samu badav, they put the rods in. Right? That's what it sounds like. Vesamu Badav. Asks the Radvaz in a tshuva. Radvaz was a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch, 1500s. The Radvaz wrote a commentary on the Rambam, on most of the Sfarim. He lived in Egypt, and then ended up coming to the land of Israel. Asked the Radvaz, what does this pasuk mean? Vesamu Badav. They put the rods in? When it was time to move, they put the rods into the Aron? Do we know there's a pasuk in Parshas Truma? You're not allowed to take the rods out. Like, what do you mean you put the rods in? What were they doing out? Ask the Radvaz. Sha'alta mimeni. Al pasuk v'samu es badav. Not every tshuva in the Radvaz is halacha l'maisa. The Radvaz's tshuvas are amazing. But not all the Radvaz. This is about pshat in a pasuk. Ha'amur ba'aron. Be'parshas ba'mid bar-sinai. V'ri ha'badim ba'aron ha'yu. V'amisira misham loke. It's getting the isa dar-maisa. If you meisir the badi aron, you get malchus. Tichsev lo yasiru mimenu. Right? So you're not allowed to remove the badim. So tshuva. Ivra dekashya tuva. Great question. He said it's a very strong question. Veleka l'terutze da'ayri b'sima harishona. This does not mean the first time they put the rods in. This is the Parshas Bamidbar. This isn't Shmos. Taksibim ha'isa mishkan. It already says in the mishkan, v'yove es habadim bataba'os. V'ksib ha'kam as ha'mishkan, v'yosem es habadim al ha'aron, u'me'os ha'shah, line 7, ha'meser over mishas ha'kamasan, lo mishas ha'siyaso. So you can't take the rods out. So Pashup Shana, just what does the Pasuk mean? V'hachaksiv bin soa hamachanos. V'leka lefrushe v'kfar samu. Because it says, v'yasam es abadim. So what's going on here? So l'fichach ha'nachon etzli. What I think Shana the Pasuk is, she'ein ha'meisir loke, achi yasir osam min ataba os legamre. The isur d'araisa of removing the rods is when you take them totally out. Totally out of the rings that they were in. Avol lefamim, but sometimes, hayu nishmatim letzadzeh o letzadzeh. Maybe it slid a little bit. Maybe the rod slid a little bit to this side, to that side. Afal pi shelo hayo yotze min atabos. They never went out of the rings. That's an isser. But sometimes they moved. Sometimes they moved. U'bishah shayitzrichim laseis ha'aron, but when it was time to move, they had to get it back exactly in the place that it had to be for carrying. You had to have the aron in the middle, and the aron's at the bottom sticking out on the sides equally. They had to put the badim with the aron in the middle, kidera kol nosei masa, like anybody who carries a load. That's what it means, v'samu es badav. They placed the badim in the place that they needed to place it in order to carry it properly. The badim were always in, but they placed it. Klomar, tiknu es badav, ima yutzrichin, kde lase soso. And then he says, shuvra isi, after I wrote this, I found it in the Ramban. The Ramban on our parsha. Doesn't give the whole background, but the Ramban says, kwojgadav Ramban zal, veze yoser nachon, and this is a better answer, he says, than what Tosfos writes in Yuma. That's all he says. What does the Ramban say? What is the Tosfos in Yuma? So if you look in the next source summary, I gave you the Ramban. And I gave you the footnotes of Rabbi Chevelle next to the source number 9. So look at the source number 9. Rabbi Chevelle quotes the Tosfos in Yuma that the Radvaz was referring to, right? The samu badav mashba she bin soa hamas also misimus on badim v'kasha lo yosiru minenu. You can't take him out. V'tirtzu b'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov mei Orleans de v'samu badav al kitve hanosim kamar. Place the badim on the shoulders of the carriers. Maybe that's what v'samu badav means. That's what Tosfos says. V'hikshu azeh b'Tosfos, sh'ar b'nei kaslo hayu sham adayin. But Tosfos says, but in the psukim, we're talking about who's covering the kalim. We're not talking about the carrying yet. So it doesn't fit into the psukim. Lo hayu sham adayin atal acher, sh'ayu machnisim bo ha'kalim, l'nartik shalahem. Lo yavol liros. So Tosfos doesn't like that answer. Says the Ramban doesn't quote the Tosfos. But now look back to the Ramban in source number 8. V'tam v'samu badav al kisvos ha-kohanim. He quotes that day of Tosfos. V'hanachon ki v'samu sheyitzkenu osam lios yotzim laseso sobohem. Fix them and make them in the right place to carry them. Ki hoya taba'os rechavim. The rings were a little wider and they were loose. V'yarichu abadim b'hem kirtzonam. Sometimes they pushed the badim this way, and they pushed the badim that way. That was okay. That wasn't an isser. So Pashup Shat, what does the Pasuk mean? V'samu ba'adav. Does it mean they put the rods on the shoulders? Or does it mean, like the Ramban and the Radva says, that they put the rods, they moved it to the exact spot? Okay. Moving right along, source number 10. So this is Bamidbar and Shavuos. This is a transitionary kind of thought. Because we know the halacha is that Bamidbar is always worked out to be the Shabbos before Shavuos. Isa Betosas Megillah, says Rav Moshe, Shesidru Likro Bamidbar Kodem Shavuos. Kidei, why is there? Because we want a break. Last Shabbos, we fulfilled a double Takana Drabanan, like we announced in Shul. Number one, the Takana Drabanan of laning Kriyas HaTorah every week. And number two, the special Takana of laning B'chukosai 2 weeks before Shavuos, as Takanas Ezra, and laning Kisavo 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. The Tochacha is lain the Shabbos before Shavuos, and the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. We don't want those curses right before Shavuos. Shavuos is one of the Yimei Adin, as the Mishnah is saying in Rosh Hashanah. So we don't want curses, you know, connected to the Yimei Adin of Peres Ilan, right? That's why we don't bring Bikurim until after Shavuos. The Nireh, but says Rav Moshe, it's not just that it's a hefsek. You need a parsha in the middle, so put any parsha in the middle. No. There's a connection. There's a reason that Bamidbar is placed in the place where it is. Many answers. The Medrash already talks about this. The Torah was given by Midbar. Vinira says Ramosha. Sheyesh leparshas by Midbar. Shayachus gedolo lishvuas. There is, to parshas by Midbar, there is a tremendous, connection to Shvuas. Shehula hotzi me'ela shemis rashlin lilmod. From those who are weak in terms of their commitment, because they think, what am I going to accomplish anyway? Am I going to get to such madrega? Am I going to get to such a high level? Me, little old me. V'yalze biarti. Shema shenemar inyan haminyan b'lashon se'u. Right, se'u, to count is to lift up. Se'u, the same word. Right, it talks about that by Machzor Shekel also. Shebaze misnasim kol echad mimadregaso. When we count, we lift each other up. Why? Why is every individual lifted up? Because when you're counting, everybody's equal. And everybody counts. You could have 9 Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbachs in the room, and you still don't have a minion. Until you get that one simple Jew off the street, and you can start Ashrei. Doesn't matter who, there's only one. Only one. Right? And that's the message of counting. Sheshneyem nimnim rak le'echad. Right? Everybody's only counted as one. V'im kein. So before Shavuos, we have countings and countings. What happens in the countings? Everybody in the countings is one. Only counted as one. Right? 600 and whatever, 1,000, 550. Right? So everybody's one. V'im kein gam hu yachol avo l'madriga gadola. That teaches each of us that we could reach the highest of heights. We're just like everyone else. We're one in the eyes of Hashem. Lachain kodem ashvuas arach likro parshas bamidbar. Shu parshas apakudim, the parsha of the counting. Shenemar b'lashon nesius, and it said in the naso is the one right afterwards, but we're counted here. L'lamdeinu shebeofan ze yachol l'kabel l'toro l'lamda. Right, everyone. Remember the marshal, I didn't give it to you, but the marshal in his akdama to Baba Kama, the Yamsha Shlomo, the Dante Baba Kama, talks about how by Kabbalah Satorah, it wasn't one big Kabbalah Satorah. Everybody, we all had the experience. No, every single person had their own personal Kabbalah Satorah. Right? It's like, imagine like pipelines from the top of Har Sinai going down. There was a personal pipeline for every single Jew. Because everybody has their own personal Kabbalah Satorah. Right? What was it, Tully on? What your pipe was like, that we discussed in the past, like Sava Kabbalah, at the end of Mishpatim, well, it depends how well you prepared. How well you built your pipe. How well you oiled it and made it smooth for things to come down. Right? How much he says that if you remember on the Pasuk of Ke'esh Ocheles, Besoch Ahar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a consuming fire. And like Sava Kabbalah wonders, is that a way to talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu, a consuming fire? A fire is destructive. So he says, no. He says, fire, why is this illustration given? Fire affects different things in different ways. Fire does one thing to metal, and one thing to wood, and one thing to plastic, and one thing to stone, depending upon the combustibility of the item, that determines what happens to the item. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, depending on how spiritually combustible we made ourselves, if that's a phrase, right? Whatever we did beforehand, that determined our Kabbalah Satorah. So Hashem was an Eshel Cheles. He was a consuming spiritual fire. It just depended on us how we prepared ourselves to get ready for it. But it was personal. It was individual. Says Rav Moshe, that's Bamidbar. Bamidbar, before Shavuos, is to teach us it's all individual. It's all one. We're each of us are one in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for that wedding to stand under the chuppah with us. That's Bamidbar before Shavuos. Okay. One thought related to Shavuos, Yerushalayim, and then we'll get back to Shavuos. If you look in the Eilat Dvarim of Schlesinger here in source 11, he talks about a little bit of the history of Yerushalayim. The history of Yerushalayim, Im Chazal Amru, Al Eretz Yisrael, She Yiniknais Bi Yisurin. That's what Gemara Bracha says at the beginning, Kal Vachomer She Yerushalayim Niknais Bi Yisurin. If the whole country is Niknais Bi Yisurin, there's no place that's more Niknais Bi Yisurin than Yerushalayim. Even Ben-Gurion, if you're a member, said, there could be a Yerushalayim without an Israel, but there can't be an Israel without a Yerushalayim. Ben-Gurion recognized that element, the center, the heart of Am Yisrael. Kimat ein uma ba'olam she'od lo haisa shlita b'Yerushalayim. If you think about the 2,000 years, which country didn't have some time to control it? Ve'ein uma odas ba'olam she'ena mivakeshes. O to'enas al bailus b'Yerushalayim. There's not one country or land or people or religion that wouldn't want to claim bailus on Yerushalayim. And then he goes through from the beginning, he talks about the Romans, and he talks about the Adrianus and Bar Kokhba, all of our enemies, that one after another, they kept conquering each other, and nobody had stability. Turning the page, the Crusades, and the Ramban on line 12, Ve'en Yisrael B'tocha Kimeis Boa Tatriyim Barchu Misham V'chulu. Line 17, when the Rav, Rabbi Avada B'Bar Tanura, came to Yerushalayim, he writes also of the desolation and the hardly anything that he found. And it goes to the Ottomans, it goes to the British Council. And that was the last stop before it came home. There isn't a parallel in world history of a people that were exiled from a city, from a land, but also from a city, that dreamed of coming back, that eventually came back and built it, and is the process of building it. Kama ma'oros avro Yerushalayim b'historia shela. Line 38. How much has gone, if the stones could talk, ein ir ba'olam shekol kachamdu osa. There is no city in the world that more people desired, more nations desired. V'chol kacharbi pa'amim kavshu osa. And it changed hands. What city changed hands more times than Yerushalayim? But the more that it went through, the more we yearned and the more we hoped. So now let's talk about it a little bit. A message from Shavuos that will relate. We're getting close to Matan Torah. And the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that Rav Yosef B'yoma Da'atzarta, Rav Yosef on Shavuos declared, Amar Avdili Igla Tilta. Says, make me a delicious meal. Rav Yosef said, I want a delicious meal today. Why? Amar, ilav hayoma dekagarim kama Yosef ika bashuka. Without Shavuos, I'd be a nobody. But it's fascinating that Rav Yosef said, is Rav Yosef, if it weren't for Shavuos, I'd just be another Yosef, Joe, in the shuk. Without Shavuos, I'd just be another Joe in the shuk. That's what he says. What does he mean? V'yesh l'havin. Lama Amar, first of all, Lama Amar zo dafka Rav Yosef. Why did dafka Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef was the one, if you remember, at the end of Maseches Sota, where the Mishnah says at the end of Maseches Sota, that the different Midos left the world when the Tanoim, when certain Tanoim passed on. So the Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe batla Anava. When Rebbe died, Anava died. Anava went with him. And Rav Yosef is the one that says there, Lo tisni Anava de'ika Anava. No, don't mention Anava. I'm still around. So Rav Yosef is the one. So shot of that Gemara we mentioned in the past. But what did Rav Yosef mean by this? Right? The Berhetev asked that question. Eichis pa'erpo shemachmas nesinas ha-Torah hu gadol Yosef mikol adam. Because of the Torah, he's great. Ein zu darka shalanav. And the other question might be asked is, Shavuos makes him different. What about Sukkot? What about all the other holidays? Why Shavuos? So he says, he quotes from Rabbi Bezalel Mivilna, right, one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara. Yadua shaluchos harishonos nitno b'Shavuos. It's an amazing ha'ara. We know the luchos that were given on Shavuos, eventually, 40 days later, Moshe broke them. Moshe broke the luchos. There's different versions. If you look in the Yerushalmi in Maseches Tainis, there are versions that he dropped the luchos because they were heavy. Whatever it is, the luchos didn't last. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, make a new set of luchos. You'll write on the luchos, second luchos, what you had on the first luchos. Question. Why do we celebrate Shavuos? Why do we celebrate Shavuos? Next page. V'yem kein kasha. Lama on osim zeichel amat ner b'chag ha-Shavuos. Right? Those luchos didn't work. Right? Those luchos, didn't last. Hari adif haya l'chora l'aso zeichel amat an Torah b'yom ha-Kippurim shebo nidnu luchos ha-achronos. V'nis kaimu. The second luchos we got on Yom Kippur, which we do celebrate, but what's the purpose of celebrating the first ones? I once heard this question as a mashal. Imagine a couple gets married. A few weeks later, they get divorced. And a few weeks later, they work things out and they get married again. Which anniversary are they going to celebrate? The first one? That didn't last. That didn't do so well. So we're celebrating Shavuos? Those luchos didn't last. Like, what are we celebrating? So there's one answer that you could say that I once heard that the Yerida is part of the process. The first luchos were also part of the process of getting the second luchos. You can't forget the Yerida when you have the Aliyah. What's one idea that fits into what he's going to say? It's a different focus. So again, Imkein Kasha. Lama anu osim zeichel lamatan Torah b'chag ha-Shavuos. Adif l'chor l'atzo zeichel an Torah b'yom ha-Kippurim. These were broken. But what do you see? And he adds, what happened with the broken luchos? They just left them on the side to rot? No, they were also put into the Aron. Right? Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachin ba'aron, the Gemara says. U'mizeh she'ein anu osim kein, ra kol simchaseinu amatan torash an osim shvuis, muchach mizeh she'gam shivrei luchos heim yikaros admo. They're also very valuable. V'yishlam chashivis gedolu, ulai od yosir min haluchos ha'shleimos. The broken luchos also have tremendous value. They're not the perfect luchos, but they're luchos. And even if something is broken, it still has kedusha. Even if it's not complete, it still has kedusha. Rav Yosef, as we know a few times in Shas, mentions to his Talmidim, when his Talmidim says something, and Rav Yosef says, wow, that's an amazing bard. And they say, Rebbe, you taught it to us. He forgot a lot of his learning. Rav Yosef realizes, without Shavuos, that'd be a nothing. Why? He says, right now, I'm shivrei luchos. I'm not what I was. Not what I was. Sometimes, I remember personally witnessing sometimes parents or leaders as they get older, somewhat sad and difficult to watch. I remember thinking to myself, Shivrei Luchos. Shivrei Luchos. Rav Yosef says, Baruch Hashem for Shavuos, that we celebrate Shavuos, not just Yom Kippur, because at least I recognize I might not be perfect, but Shivrei Luchos Munachin Ba'aron. And that's what he says here. K'shenisbonin al yoma da'atzarta, sheram shivrei luchos yishlam chashivus. Hisnachei ma'at miyagono hanora. He got a little chizuk. He got a little chizuk. And says Rav Schlesinger, when we celebrate what we have, we need to focus on what we have and daven for what we don't have. Yes, we have the kotel. And the kotel is just the outer wall of Harabayis. And we, Mary Bana Beis HaMikdash, are we going to still focus on the Kotel at all? Will it have a special place? Here was this wall that withstood all the thousands of you. Who knows? But we have to recognize that Shivrei Luchos also have tremendous value. That's also in the Aron. And as much of the stage of Geula that we have been given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim and Niflos Mamish that took place a number of years ago in 1967, we have to recognize. It might be Shivrei Luchos, not the full Luchos, but that's also Menachem Ba'aron. And we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he has given us. Dafka Shivrei Luchos, Chashuvim Liyisrael, Opachos V'lo Yosem and HaLuchos HaShleimim. We celebrate Shavuos, after all. Celebrate Shavuos. We celebrate the Shivrei Luchos. So we have to recognize everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us regarding Yerushalayim. Davening for more, obviously. And one final thought related to Shavuos is from, I don't think I ever did this, but part of it. It's a 3 pages. I gave you two paragraphs of it. The Hakdam of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Hakdam of the Sefer HaChinuch. To his Sefer, he mentions there, Ha'emes HaBarur B'minu Enoshi, truth, Hu Mashiskim Olav Da'as Ropeni Adam Sheba'olam. If most people think of something and think that something is true, then it's probably true. The Kfar Eskima Da'as Kula Muhammad Eidus Anoshim. People believe testimony of other people. Right? If somebody says, I saw this, that's Eidus in court. So we trust, if somebody says they saw something, we believe them. If it's one person, we'll believe them a little bit. If 10 people say they saw something, then obviously we're going to believe them more. The more people that say. Uberabos hameidim ala davar, sheyeidu alav, the more people that say they witness something, az yisamesu inyan yoser b'enei shomav, then it becomes even more true in those who are listening. Ubiyos hameidim mu'atim, if it's only a few people that saw, they may be making up a story. Who knows if they're telling the truth? Right, this is such a strong, you know, truthfulness in the world, a fact. Every country in the world, if there are witnesses that witness a murder, they'll put him in jail, they'll kill him, whatever it is. And that's a pasuk in Chumash. Two or three witnesses. The gamkin iskima das hakol mitamze. Lekabel mi piav oseim v'zikneim edusam. The mashem mesaper lam she'ir b'imayim. And not only today, but what if our parents told us that they saw something? And all my parents' friends also said that they saw the same thing. They were alive and they saw on the television men walk on moon. Right? They saw, they witnessed. They say there was such and such a person. Right, that lived. I never saw him. He lived 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Right, so ve'ein safek ki bios ha'avos ha'me'idim rabim. If many of my parents and my grandparents and the whole generation says they saw something, obviously I'm going to believe them. And the more people that say it, the more we believe. So we believe something that happened today, we believe something that happened in the past. Al Kain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to believe in Maamar Sinai. So what did he do? He did it not in front of two people, not in front of 200,000. 2 million. The entire Am. The only religion that started like that. In public. Kisharatz Elohim laseis Torah la'amo Yisrael, nitna lahem leinei sheish mios elef anashim gedolim, 600,000 yotzei tzava men, besides the women and the children. Lios kulam edim ne'amanim, they're all edim. You can make up a story. So why do we believe that Maamar Sinai happened? My father, my great, 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 and they said, and they said, and they said, millions of people, you could play a game of telephone, make up a story, and we Jews, we don't accept anything. We never believe anything unless we could prove it. We are a sharp-minded people. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And not only that, he brought them to the level of nevuah, which is even greater than, let's say, witnessing something. It's the ultimate in clarity. L'fi she'ein b'meshi yivada mitzad ha'nevuah nofal safik la'olam. Right, there's no suffix there. That's Maamar Sinai. We celebrate this Eidus. We celebrate that there were so many people. And now if somebody comes along and says, and he continues, what if somebody comes along and says, well, I saw Hashem and he told me to change something about the Torah. And he told me to go against. So the Chinuch says, and the Malbim also echoes this in a little piece in his Parshas Yisro, he said, we'll believe you just only under the same conditions that the Torah was given. How Kabbalah kach polto. as it came in, it goes out. So we got the Torah in front of 2 million. So if there's another 2 million people that tell me, you know, that what you're saying is true, then I'll believe you. One person said they spoke to God. Why is that? Why should I believe that? Why should anybody believe that? Right? If there are other religions that say that that's how religion started, okay, you can make anything up. Where was there a public showing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem has nothing to hide because he is the source of it all, and he is the source of life. It's not something that we could understand. We can't understand how people saw God. But if people said that they saw it, and they told their children, and they told that their children, and it's never been broken in history since 2448, so then it's something that we believe because we know. And this is what the whole world accepts. You believe witnesses, especially the more there are. So we celebrate on Shavuos our emunah and our understanding and our commitment to Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos HaMitzvahs, and we daven to be Zoche. Again, there'll be another Parsha Shir for those here in Eretz Yisrael before Shavuos next week. But those in Chutz Laretz and all of us, we should be Zoche to a Shavuos of a true Kabbalah Satorah. And ultimately, what we daven for is so badly, ki ish echad b'lev echad, the achdus that we had at Kabbalah Satorah. We daven for we do what we have to do what we can ourselves, but we also daven for siyata d'shmaya in that area to be able to have achdus amongst all of us and be zocheh, all of us to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.